From the right, I'm Mark Harr.
And from the left, I'm Peter.
You've crossed the border into Harr Nation. Man, that's the sound of Donald Trump cracking the whip on James Comey.
You're fired.
I mean, you think this is funny?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
He's firing a person who's investigating him?
Yeah.
Because that person asked for more resources?
That's strength. That's strength, my friend. That's the kind of thing we want presidents doing, is just going around and firing people. I mean, FBI directors get fired all the time, right? That's normal.
Once in American history.
One time?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Gentleman by the name of Sessions in the Clinton administration.
Didn't Washington fire his FBI director?
It didn't. It didn't exist then.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's good. Like, Comey was such a showboater. He was going around.
Watching that fucking man say he's a showboater, I had to literally turn off my television and threw my hands in the air.
But he is
could not fucking stand it.
He is a showboater. Look at those suits that he wears.
Well, of course he's a showboater. The reason Donald Trump thinks he's a showboater is because he's taller than him. Jim Comey is 6'8". Which I couldn't even get that out without laughing. That is so tall to be in the business of anything but basketball.
Well, and also, that I think his height right there shows that he can't be the head of the FBI. The FBI, they have to dress up in costumes and do infiltrate things all the time.
I think you might be thinking of the CIA.
What?
Yeah.
The FBI dresses up all the time.
It's a different outfit.
Which one is what do they wear?
I wasn't using outfit in the way that someone like you could understand it. I was using an alternate term.
Well, all right. So the FBI is the one that the X-Files people are.
If you think I watch the X-Files, you haven't been paying attention.
Well, I tell you what. Listeners, go out and watch the first few seasons.
Do I seem like the kind of person who would watch the X-Files?
The X-Files were great. The cigarette-smoking man. Come on.
Given that I just told you I've never watched that show, why would I know that reference? Come on.
Well, look, FBI people, they have to do stings all the time. And Comey, if he's dressing up and he's putting on a mustache and he's trying to go out there and pretend to be some sort of Mexican drug lord, people are going to be like, hey, gringo, you're too tall. You know? They're going to know immediately.
Almost every part of that analogy makes less sense than the part that came before it.
Well,
you're predicating it all on the assumption that the main work of an FBI agent is to dress as a Mexican drug lord, primarily a mustache to disguise them.
Yes.
And that's why he wouldn't be able to be.
Maybe a poncho or some sort of thing. And people will see that he's so tall and they're like, this doesn't seem right.
It sounds like you watched you're punching up a Cheech and Chong sketch.
Well, yes. I mean, because they still hold up today. But this is a serious business. And I don't understand. The left was hating Comey just a second ago.
Oh, yeah. It was his Sarah Huckabee Sanders says, if he hadn't done this months ago, everyone would be dancing on the street. Here's the thing for everyone in the Trump administration. No one is ever dancing in the street about anything.
I mean, I was dancing in the
street. Except for when Obama was elected, there was dancing in the street.
Well, I
otherwise, like, never.
I think dancing should be at home with your family.
No one wants you to dance.
Well, he really did do a terrible job with the Clinton emails, and that's why he had to be fired. And I think that's
we're about 4 days past that original explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one went out the window pretty quick.
Well, what's really exciting is seeing Trump really solidify his power. At this point, he's going to be unassailable. He's going to be the strong president that we need and has been prophesied in the Constitution.
Yeah.
In the prophecy part of the Constitution, which said, a strong man will bring us to glory.
Of course, that doesn't exist.
Well, it should. Should exist. And a strong man needs a strong family. And our guest today is she's the princess of America.
I feel horrible for this person.
She's the princess of America. She
wandered around this floor for about an hour and a half, too afraid to ask anyone a question.
And it's that type of humble approach.
I don't think it's humility.
I think she's closer to God. Because of her humility.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's in the
about?
Bible part of the Constitution. Take a look. You'd like it. So we have the Princess of America, Tiffany Trump, as our guest today.
I'm going to try to understand her, but I have a feeling it's going to be hard.
Pete, I like to think of Harr Nation as a family. We are brothers. We have a different father. But it doesn't make us any less of a family unit.
It does.
It doesn't make us any less. If we're going to go by...
I'm your half-brother.
Yes, but really, what do two halves make?
A whole.
A whole, exactly. But one something that I love about the Trumps, and I love about Donald Trump, our fearless president, who will stop at nothing till America is great, he has a beautiful topiary of a family. There's so many different flowers in every part of the garden. And one of the
I have most, no idea why you're smiling or yelling.
So many. Yeah. And one of the most beautiful flowers in a little protected part of the garden is Tiffany Trump. And she is with us here today.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I'm just so excited to be invited somewhere.
Wow. Oh, that is so achingly sad.
I wish that I could see you in more places because you're a charming human. You're a charming individual.
Thank you. Wow.
Now, at the Republican National Convention,
yes,
you went up to give your dad a hug, and it was kind of a weird half hug. What happened there? That was one of the few times that I feel like I've seen you in public.
Yes. It was one of the few times I've ever been in public. Wow. You know, my dad and I, we don't have great practice hugging. And I wanted to, we decided not to practice. So it was actually the first time that we've ever hugged. And so
that was the first time.
You're like 24 or something. Right?
I'm 23. Okay. Please don't age me.
Please. a little young to be worried about your age.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You're never too young.
Never too young.
How old were you when you first started worrying?
Well, you know, once you reach, I would say, 11, I would say your life is pretty much over.
Did your dad tell you that at 11? He sat you down and said, you know what, you're not a kid anymore, you're not a kid?
He did, okay. And he's funny. You know, he's funny like that.
That's not funny.
He's really funny. And he also said, you know, that when I was 11, he was just like, he's very like giving person too. So he was like, if you ever need boobs or anything like that, let me know.
Wow, that's so nice. Because
that's cruel.
That's not cruel, Pete. So
you understand that it's cruel.
It's. Right? I don't think it's cruel, and this is why it's not cruel. They're an entertainment family. So we're a family. We're pundits. We're
technically
thinkers.
A business family.
Well, we're thinkers. We're the type of people.
You are not a thinker.
We're thinkers. I think
you're
all the
time. You're not a thinker.
I've thought of all sorts of ideas. I'm a man of the people. And we don't think big, complex thoughts. We think big, simple thoughts. The point is they were an entertainment.
Yes.
And it's not too young to think at 11 to worry about age. For example, I do a lot of musical. When I'm not being a thinker here on the radio, helping construct ways for the right to move forward, big thoughts and such, I do musicals, and I've aged out of being Danny Zuko in Grease.
Who is Danny Zuko? Yeah.
Danny Zuko is the greaser that shows up at Rydell High School and wins the heart of Sandy, who also shows up from England.
What a fucking nightmare. That's what it's about?
Yeah, that's what Grease is about.
That girl's from England?
Is she from?
You don't even know.
Is she from England or not? Is Sandra Dee from England, or was she just
don't
played?
Don't for help.
I would never correct a man, but Sandra Dee is from Australia.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you
but
think
I'm not correcting
cool?
you. I'm just.
What are your actual opinions?
Oh,
on Grease or anything. It seems like you're deferring a lot to both Mark and I. And of course, in here, it's a very safe place for you to express any opinion that you might have about anything at all.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have a lot of opinions. Well, I guess about Grease, first of all, it's a great movie. And I have been Bad Sandy for Halloween about three times.
Who's Bad Sandy?
Bad Sandy is Sandy at the end of the movie when she, you know, like puts on like the tight pants and like the black outfit and like her hair is curlier and she's like smoking a cool cigarette. And then she's like, hey, tell me about it, stud. And so basically like that's when Danny is like, I love you now.
Yeah. So it's okay to worry about your age if you're in entertainment like you are.
Yes. I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily in entertainment per se. I would say that right now I am just figuring out what kind of brand I want to be when I grow up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because there's so many to choose from. You could be you could be sexy. You could be brainy. You could be tan. You could be, you know, shoes or a purse.
Your brand could be shoes?
It could be.
Is that her thing? Yeah.
I'm I guess what it is that, you know, I am still, I guess, kind of young and figuring it all out. But I'm very lucky to have a sister who has, you know, built such an amazing brand, who is such an amazing brand.
What is your relationship with her like?
Oh, wow. I love her. She's really there for me. And we talk all the time. If I ever want to reach out to her, I can just send her a direct message on Instagram.
Wow.
And then she'll, you know, respond to me if it's not Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, because I guess those are the days that are Shabbat.
That's of course not true. I'm not Jewish. I think it's just Saturday.
I've done a lot of research on the Jews.
I don't think so, because I once called her on a Tuesday and she picked up the phone and then she said, it's Shabbat. And then I was like, okay, bye.
Oh my God. People tell you a lot of times that you're easily tricked?
No, I don't talk to a lot of people, so people don't tell me a lot of anything.
Oh, Tiffany.
I think you might be easily tricked. I think your sister tricked you into thinking she can't talk to you any day at all.
That would be so silly.
She's a prankster. And
though.
Don't sow discord among sisters.
I'm not trying to sow discord. I'm just trying to help Tiffany get a sense of what might be happening in reality.
Yeah. So, like, for example, like a trick that she maybe did on me like a couple weeks ago when she moved to Washington, D.C. was like, so she sent me an email saying that she left like a bag of like her old underwear and condiments like from her refrigerator outside on the street.
And condiments? Like underwear and ketchup and mustard?
No, yeah, but I mean, they were in different bags. I should.
No, I'm just trying to picture this because I was getting hungry and.
Yes. And she was like, these are presents for you, but you have to find them.
Oh.
And so I don't call that a trick as much as like a treasure hunt.
So you were looking through garbage in New York City?
So she's just playing with you. Her and all her friends are setting up like a little camera and watch you scurry around the streets, find a bunch of old ketchups.
Oh my God. Do you think that they're filming me?
100%.
Oh, wow.
The chances that her and Jared aren't relaxing in bed watching you dig through a bunch of trash are zero.
Well, they're great.
What do you think of Jared? Because I have a lot of confidence in
this man. Nothing penetrates you.
No, what do you think? What do you think of Jared?
Jared?
Does he have what it takes to solve the Middle East peace crisis?
Probably. He's really smart, and he got me an amazing internship at Warby Parker, which is for glasses.
Oh, that's a glasses place. That's good.
Yes.
Nothing could be less surprising than Tiffany Trump working at Warby Parker.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a great company. It's a great company. Frames don't fit my head.
Yeah. I don't like glasses because I think they make you look like a nerd.
That sounds like your father's psychology, the kind of psychology that was forged in like a mid-20th century idea of what men and women are supposed to be.
Well, I wouldn't know what my father's ideas are because we don't really hang out that much. But, you know, he's the president.
I don't know what to do with this guest. Tiffany, you have to believe something on your own.
Yes.
Here's the thing that I don't think liberals understand, that women on the right believe the things that they're saying. They can't get this idea that a woman like Tiffany, who's totally a full human.
Thank you.
That this is what her stance is, that somehow there has to be dimensions to it or it has to be deeper or something. This is what you get.
Absolutely.
It's pretty insulting.
Here's the thing. I don't get insulted because I think that people are right normally about me.
Would you identify yourself as having a relatively low opinion of yourself?
I love myself. I I'm blonde. I have blue eyes. I have great eyelashes.
Yes.
I love myself.
It's just like
you're just describing your physical attributes.
Yeah, but you could describe a sunset.
Those are my true physical attributes.
And if you saw a sunset and it's pink and it's blue and it's wonderful, there's not more to it. Well, what else do you need?
You can't equate a full human being with a sunset.
And that's why you don't get Carl Sagan.
What?
Carl Sagan. Ugh, he's all about
talk about anyone whose primary contribution to the world is turtlenecks.
I hate turtlenecks.
Great. We agree on that.
So which way do you see your brand going? Because you hate turtlenecks, so that's one thing that you don't like.
Oh, that's a great...
Oh, great. We're whittling it down.
That is great. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Wow. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
I am trying to like you as well. You seem very nice. You're very polite.
Yes.
But it feels like there's an unscratchable veneer.
No. This is, my teeth are, well, they are veneers, yes.
No, it was just a metaphor about your whole being.
Oh.
Your teeth are veneers? Let me see. Eventually,
it's very nice.
Isn't it? Eventually, they'll fall out.
Yes, but then you just get new teeth.
Right,
like, you get
right.
new boobs, you get a new face, you get new hair, you get new stuff all the time, whenever you want it, if, you know, you're good.
If you're good.
Oh.
Oh, that was things got a little bit dark right there.
Good.
Well,
have you been bad? The way that you're acting has made it seem like perhaps you've been bad, so you didn't get some of those things.
Well, yes. So, okay. I've never actually spoken about this out loud before. So, yes. So, okay. I used to eat bread. I used to eat it like all the time. And then when I stopped eating it, I got really skinny and then I was good. And so my dad said to me, like, he wrote me a letter and he was like, "You're good now. I can see it in your body."
Wow.
That is sad.
I commiserate so much. I commiserate with you because when I auditioned for Grease, I got a letter.
Please kill me.
You brought up the fact about the body thing, and you're right. I got a letter like that too, and it says I was performing at a dinner theater outside of Fairfax, Virginia, and they said
goes to that?
It said Mark.
People who are dying.
It said Mark. The buffet is not for the auditioners.
Mm.
I actually have a friend who once lost a job because he stole a donut from a craft services table. He's a Hollywood type. And they called him in, and in that place, they were shooting something different there, and those donuts were for the other production.
Oh,
and he tried to lie, and they showed him a tape of himself eating that donut.
Now, it's just sad. And I think that food gets us into trouble.
Absolutely.
It gets us into trouble.
Not if you have a healthy relationship with it.
Okay.
Whoa, that is the only thing you've responded to at all. Are you objecting to the notion that one can have a healthy or unhealthy relationship with food?
I just don't think that you should date food.
All right, fair enough.
On that note, we got to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Tiffany more about her amazing social circle. I don't know if you follow her on Instagram.
I do.
Yeah. Your social circle, it looks like you live such an exciting life.
Oh,
and I want to hear more about your friends.
Thank you. Great.
Come back here. You don't leave.
She's don't leave yet. Yeah. All right. We're coming back here with Tiffany Trump's single, Like a Bird.
So far, not that unusual.
Wow. Like an angel.
Thank you.
There sounds to be a lot of... It sounds nice.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I sung right into a microphone.
Wow.
And
that's generally how...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I went right into this room, and there was a microphone there, and I guess it recorded me.
That's amazing. And see, that sort of wonder
through the eyes of a child.
I am.
Yeah.
It's so cool to get to just, you know, go out of your house and be outside of your house.
I agree.
Is someone keeping you inside?
No. No, I would say absolutely no. You know, there are locks on the outside of my bedroom, but I, if I knock really, really hard, someone hears me.
Oh,
and
is that why your knuckles are all bloody?
Oh.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Do we have some hydrogen peroxide?
They're raw and bloody and calloused over.
Oh, well, I haven't gotten a manicure yet this week.
Manicure, so. I don't think they'll be able to fix your knuckles.
Sure, they do knuckles on manicure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't actually know.
They
I've
can
never
do
had
anything.
One.
I've had one.
What do you mean they can do anything?
Hmm?
What do you mean they can do anything?
Well, you know, when you go to the doctor to get a manicure, they can do anything to you.
Yes.
That is not a manicure.
Well, we're not people of means the way the Trumps are.
Right,
and they go to different types of doctors.
Sometimes I talk in a way that is, I guess, just a little maybe hoity-toity or something.
No. You shouldn't apologize for yourself.
I'm really sorry.
What is If you could describe the doctor's office for me, I think I can approximate what you're speaking about.
Okay. Inside the doctor's office, there are people with bandaged faces. It's inside of a hospital, and sometimes they're filming a show called Botched.
Oh, that's Botched. A plastic surgeon's office. That's not a manicure.
What?
They're giving you new hands, I think.
Oh.
Are those cool. Your original hands?
I
couldn't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I.
Oh, yeah, those don't look like your original hands because all your fingers are different sizes and shapes.
Well, that's because the human body revitalizes itself. The skin that I have right now is different than the skin I had 5 years ago.
No one.
This is Carl Sagan. They were all stardust.
Stop talking about Carl Sagan.
We just watched Cosmos this weekend at my house. So you got to meet Oprah when you were 17 years old.
I did, yes.
That's one of the amazing things about being part of one of the America's First Family.
Yes.
They've been America's First Family for 30 years at this point.
Yeah.
What was it like meeting Oprah?
Well, it was pretty nerve-wracking because—
The first black person you ever sat with?
Well, absolutely. Yes. But also because I had to exercise a lot leading up to it, and so that was nerve-wracking, and also because I'd never seen a camera before.
Oh, really?
So, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, well, I think not a video camera.
Right.
I've seen other kinds of
cameras. It's funny how many types of cameras there are.
It is funny. I always say that.
There's still cameras and there's video. They should have different names because they do different things.
I agree. So, yes, this was a camera that would capture my voice as well. That was nerve-wracking and, you know, just talking to it and all that.
What's interesting is that when you have a video camera—
Wait a minute. You're not describing meeting Oprah at all. You're just describing the complexity of your feelings around cameras?
I don't think I actually met Oprah herself. I think that I was filmed at home and then—
Who is Oprah?
Oprah is, she's like a cute little dog.
That's not Oprah.
I think that's
Oprah is an African American woman, a titan of American media and business.
Yeah,
cool.
She's one of the titans. So you never actually met her.
What? Did you do an interview in front of a still camera with a dog? Someone took pictures of you with a dog.
Moving pictures.
Oh, okay.
Which basically you're taking 60 or 30, depending, pictures a second. And
yes.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
And so the camera, even though it has a big hole, it's like a glass thing, that's actually not sucking your voice in. Mm. There's often a thing that's kind of fuzzy near it, and that's—
I feel like I'm in a horror movie where everyone in the world has been lobotomized, and I'm looking around saying, isn't this crazy? Don't we know more than this? And everyone is just smiling at me.
You're just moving too fast, Pete. You got to get down to the speed here, this Tiffany speed.
Unbelievable.
So tell us about your Instagram. Because speaking of still, Instagram, if people are not familiar, is a platform.
Yes.
Where people, and I've just got on Instagram. follow Mark Hart on Instagram. So you're on Instagram, and Instagram's a platform where people can share still
photos
of
themselves. I'm going to kill you if you keep describing what Instagram is.
It's a platform.
Yeah.
And you now can do Instagram stories and share little moments from your life. And again,
I'm not allowed to do that part.
You're not allowed to do that
part. Why not?
Oh, well, my sister Ivanka, who has the most amazing Instagram presence.
Wonderful.
Really,
presence.
Like, she is really, like, her brand is so, like, right there. And, like, she's there, like, she looks beautiful and, like, her outfits, and she has all these, like, children.
Yes.
And, like, you can always, like, you can just always see that she's, like, beautiful and she's smiling. Mm. And so I really look up to that. So I'm trying to figure out what my Instagram, like, who I could be like Ivanka on Instagram, but like Tiffany.
Yeah. Your Instagram has a lot of photos of you around New York City.
Yes.
So I think you do have a brand.
Do you love New York City?
Oh, I love New York City.
Okay. This is a real opinion.
I love New York City. I never really got to go there as a child because I lived in California with my mommy and
Marla Maples.
My daddy. Yes. So Marla Maples is my mommy and Donald Trump, the president of the United States, is my daddy.
Yes.
And he so he lived in New York with my obviously my brothers and my sister. And so but I was in California and now I get to be in New York City.
It's so exciting. Oh, wow.
So maybe makes you feel a little bit like part of the family.
Yes. But, okay. But then they all moved away.
Which that's a shame.
It is because I was like, could I come? And they were like, you get to be in New York now.
Wow.
And I was like, cool.
They tricked you. Yeah.
Oh, you're fun. Yeah, you're no. silly.
But you're
that's so, a trick.
You're making a lot of friends.
I think they
there.
Should make a movie about you, and Carrie Mulligan should play you.
Yes, and I'll play Donald Trump.
Oh
I'll play
God.
Your dad.
Do I'll you fucking think- put a gun in my mouth.
Oh my gosh! And because you've been Bad Sandy, maybe there can be kind of a greaser element to it. Where
that would be so cool.
Donald Trump comes to Rydell High School.
Yes.
Ooh, Grease 3.
Oh
Did that
God.
Exist?
Oh my God, that would be so cool. And he comes, and then I'm dressed in all black, and I'm like,
and he fucks
hey.
Another one of his daughters.
Oh my Pete!
Is that what happens?
I'm pressing the red
Grease?
Button.
Oh my God, I wish.
They're just going to bring you a Pepsi.
I don't need the
he
Pepsi.
Had a button installed because your dad has a button that if he presses it, it brings him a Coke.
I know.
Mark started, oh, I'm impressed. Mark started one and then they bring him a Pepsi.
Oh, yeah. Coke is better.
Oh, I like why Pepsi. Do you think it's sweeter.
I think they're both fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Why do you like Pepsi better? Or
I
Coke,
like Coke.
I'm sorry.
Because it's what my dad likes. And so I, known. You know, the one memory that I do have of us is once he gave me like a, you know, those like little cups?
Yes.
Like a little, like
a Dixie
wax.
Cup?
Yes. Yeah. Like yeah. a waxy
like
cup.
For like yeah. mouthwash, basically.
Yes, yeah. exactly.
But you can use them several times.
Yes. So my dad hates germs. So I was drinking a Coke and then he asked me for some and then someone brought him a tiny cup and I poured it for him.
Oh.
And he didn't drink it because I had already drank from the
sure.
bottle.
Well, it's important to stay clean. You know, hygienic.
Yes, but it was a really nice moment between us because I'd never spoken to him before.
Oh, you'd never spoken to your
friend. How old were you when that happened?
Last week. I think I was about 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so I don't want to bring up a sore subject, but okay. your mom and your dad, they don't talk to each other anymore.
No.
And there were some rumors, and I would hope that you could dispel this for me because I don't like to think of Donald Trump as someone that's able to get cuckolded.
Mm.
But
what is that?
So
exactly.
In ancient Shakespearean times, the cuckold was a man who someone else took his manhood by having sex with his wife.
Mm. Which is actually based on a very stupid notion of gender and sexuality, and that only a man's sexuality can be maintained by having dominance over his wife, or vice versa.
I don't
know. Because I believe women can be cucked too.
No.
They can't?
No, women can't wear the cuckold hat.
You're a fucking idiot.
So
women and men are different.
Women and men are different. Thank you, Tiffany.
That is honestly my favorite thing that you said. That was adorable.
It's true, though, Pete. It's true.
Well, yeah, fundamentally, at its base, it's true.
They said that Marla Maples cheated on Donald, their bodyguard. That's not true, is it?
Tiffany just said, under her breath, oh, no. Oh my God.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
She's, oh no.
Oh my God.
Oh, get her. Here, get, press the button. No, we need a trash can, not a Pepsi, a trash can.
Oh my God. Those are large balls of blonde hair.
Oh.
What is that?
That was like a hairball or something.
Oh my God. We don't need any Pepsi.
We don't need any Pepsi.
Get the fuck out of here.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes, I eat hair.
That was, the question was not that. It seems like from your reaction that.
That's a terrific explanation. Not an answer to the question, but a candid admission of something
well,
true about
no
you.
Well, it has no calories, and it takes a really long time to chew. So you're burning calories while you're chewing
it. Wow.
Okay.
It's like celery.
And, you know, it's protein, I guess, because it's from the body.
Yeah.
And it was once connected to the head, so it makes you smart.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you get some. But so it seems as though from this obfuscation that.
What are your favorite hair recipes?
Wait, hold on.
Because am I to believe that that's all you eat?
Yes, but I do put things on it. Like, I love
like buffalo hair.
Yeah. I mean, vegan, if you can, obviously.
Of course.
Because I love animals.
It's hard to do vegan hair.
Well, it isn't if you're good at it.
But all hair comes from an animal.
Yes, that is true. I'm talking about the sauce.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't use any cream-based sauces on my hair
no
concoction.
Hair Alfredo.
No, oh, I would never. Also, because I don't want to be a big fat animal.
Has anyone ever called you a big fat animal?
Oh no,
you need someone to pat your back? We can get that out.
She's arching her back like a cat. And I have to say
like a cartoon cat.
I get what you're saying. Is that you're saying that our president has been cuckolded before. And that really I've never
if you puke that's not gonna be hair. That's not hair. Oh my god. It's all salami. I'm looking at a table full of blonde, regurgitated hair and fully unchewed salami pieces.
Chew
your food, Mark.
It's better not to chew it. I need a tissue.
I love my dad. I love him. I love my dad. My dad is great. I love him.
Me too. I love you back.
I love my dad.
I love him too.
I love my dad.
He's a great president.
My dad is a good man, and he cares about excellence. And I want to show him excellence. And we are excellent together as people. He is my dad, and he is the president.
I'm going to try to shake this off. So you hang out with a t-shirt guy.
Oh, yes. I run with, a Real Housewife, former Real Housewife, used to say, a fabulous circle of people. I don't know if you guys remember Jill Zarin from The Real Housewives.
Yes.
She was my favorite housewife, and I would love it if she would come back.
She's the one that screamed at her husband all the time.
She's great. What was the question?
You hang out with a t-shirt guy who makes you t-shirts and
yes,
stuff?
And I was in his fashion show.
Movie.
I was in his fashion show.
That's so fun.
But it is so fun. But I have to tell you guys, after the election, my friends told me that my brand and their brands don't necessarily mix anymore. But it's probably okay because I think we'll probably be okay. I am having a bit of an issue finding friends with the right kind of brand, I guess, that would mix with my brand.
Well, Tiffany, I have six daughters, and you are always welcome to hang out with them. We're going to be coming up to New York next week. We're going to be driving up from D.C. We're gonna pile into the minivan. We're going to be coming up.
I got to tell you, you don't seem to have a lot of standards around who you spend your time with, but these are six girls.
Come on, Pete, don't say it. Don't say it, Pete, come on.
Who I've only ever seen.
These are your nieces you're about to say something about. These are your nieces. This is family. Pete, come on. These are your nieces. Pete, don't say it. These are your nieces.
They only eat chili.
Come on. That's true.
I've never seen any of them eat anything but chili.
Well, hold on. They love chili. They eat other things, but they do love chili.
Well, I can't wait to make them some hair.
Oh, great. Well, we're going to come up, and we're going to write Grease 3 together, Tiffany. I swear to God. I love musicals, and I can't get cast down here anymore because of my body stuff and my age. But I think that you're going to get along well with my daughters.
Oh, well, thank you so much for inviting me anywhere. I'm so grateful. This is so nice. And thank you guys so much for not making fun of my voice because I met with Ivanka's elocution coach. Mm. And, you know, Ivanka, her voice is absolutely incredible.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, most amazing voice, perfect voice. The best voice. But basically she told me that, Ivanka's elocution coach told me that she told Ivanka to speak with, as if she has like an ever-present dick in her mouth and she loves the way it tastes.
Oh.
But I can't do that.
Wow.
Because
I don't like,
the
way
taste of dicks
taste.
That's fine.
Well, that's fair, I think. Yeah.
I mean, unlike Mark Hard XXX, great.
Who?
I share the name with a gay porn actor.
Yeah.
I should just say porn actor. I don't have to. Well, Tiffany, it's thank you so much for coming out.
No, thank you so much. I love answering questions. I love being asked questions. I love being in a room. I love being with people. I love breathing, you know, air.
There's two guys that are pointing at you that you have to leave.
Yes, those are my new dads, my bodyguards. I call them, well, they're not really my new dads. It's an inside joke between me and them. We've never, they don't speak, but I call them Daddy and Daddy-O.
It's actually kind of funny.
It's fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
I love being around, I just hate being alone, and I spent so much of my life alone, so this is really nice.
Well, I'm glad we could give you some joy.
Yes. You're charming. And I think you're going to be the next President Trump.
Oh, my God. I feel like...
That could be my brand.
Oh, yeah. It could be. Yeah.
I'm going to be the president.
Nothing is impossible now.
I'm going to be the president.
I feel like someone took a fucking ice pick to my brain.
President Tiffany Trump.
Maybe. Stranger things have happened. Tiffany Trump she's calling.
She's calling.
I'm going to let it go to voicemail.
Just go to, let it go to voicemail.
I don't really want to.
Wow.
She was hard enough to get any information out of.
I can't wait till she runs for president. I will vote for her.
I'm afraid that's not going to happen. I mean, afraid for you, but I think it's good. That's never going to happen.
Well, look in the divine secession part of
you're really struggling with this analogy.
Well, look, at some point, there's not going to be any more elections. Trump's just going to hand it down to his daughters, and it'll go through all of his sons and then his daughters. And
I don't think it's going to go through his sons.
Well,
I think it's a pretty good handle on the one that's able to handle his business.
Well, here, why don't you play the voicemail? It looks like it popped up.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I am recording this from my closet, and I just wanted to clarify a statement that I had made earlier about, you know, my being president someday. What I meant to say was that girls are not allowed to be the president, ever. So, thanks.
Oh, boy, is that sad.
That is humility.
I mean, that is devastating. If you wrote that in a tragic comedy, no one would believe it.
Wow. Next week, we talk to former House Majority Leader John Boehner about how to get a real nice tan for the summer, because it's coming up, baby.
And we'll talk to former FBI Director Jim Comey about what it's like to finally play basketball with Barack Obama.
We're closing the border here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.